is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To Philadelphia with Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, a contributor at the Wall Street Journal. I grew up in Philadelphia, Montgomery County, the Collar Counties. And surrounding me in the 1950s and 60s were politely called the New Democrats, the Young Democrats, the Kennedy Democrats. Today, they'd be liberal, their memories, and their children are liberal Democrats. However, Selina, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. I am surprised by a column you posted most recently about a man named Mark Rayfield, who's a Northeast Philadelphia native. He's bought a weapon, a gun. Why? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me on. So Mr. Rayfield is a lifelong Democrat, never once strayed over to the Republican side, right? He's not one of those who tested the waters. And he's very proud to be a liberal Democrat. However, it is the crime and the homelessness and the border issue, the feeling of being uncertain and feeling unsafe in his hometown that forced him to consider buying a gun and taking target lessons. This is something he said he never thought that he would do. And he, you know, sort of really went into with a lot of thought and consideration and education, but ultimately decided that for him and his family, this is what he needed to do in terms of feeling as though he can protect his treasure, meaning his family and himself.
Mr. Rayfield is well informed. He's a veteran of CBS News. He pays attention to all the small things, and he mentions March 31st, 1968. Where were you March 31st, 1968? I was watching a black and white set in my rooms at Princeton University, and Lyndon Johnson came on, and at one moment, he touched his brow as if there was sweat on it and told us he wasn't running again. What does that mean to Mr. Rayfield?
Well, that moment, which I also remember, although I wasn't at Princeton, was that Johnson decided that he was no longer going to continue to run for president of the and seek re-election. It was sort of a shock heard around the world. No one expected it. And much of it had to do with how bad the war in Vietnam was going, but also his poor showings in the early primary state of New Hampshire. He didn't lose, but he didn't do all that well either. And Bobby Kennedy, the former attorney general and brother of the then late John Kennedy, was rising in popularity as this sort of new Democrat, this populist Democrat, and was gaining steam. And he sort of saw the writings on the wall. Kennedy would go on to be assassinated. And within weeks, Hubert Humphrey, senator from Minnesota, would go on to become the party's nominee and run against Nixon in the fall.
Is that what Rayfield imagines? Something
yes.
like that? That scenario?
Yes. He's looking for a dramatic moment because he tells me, he goes, I can't vote for Trump, but Biden has lost him on numerous things, including the border. And I need to stress, this is not the voter you expect Biden to be losing. This is a suburban Democrat who's voted Democrat all of his life, who Biden has lost in Philly. No, we expect Biden to lose young people. We have seen reports of how much the support of the black vote is going away from Biden, which is why, with those two losses of the coalition, that is why you see him defying the Supreme Court and giving away for loan forgiveness for college-educated for college students, their tuition repayment, loan repayment. But to lose a Rayfield, that should be profoundly concerning for the Democrats. Rayfield doesn't know where he's going to go. He may stay home. He may vote third party. He's hoping the Democrats have an awakening and have Biden quietly step aside for someone younger.
We're going to Weirton, West Virginia. The Cleveland Cliffs Steel shuts its doors. 900 people lose their jobs. What else happens after they shut their doors, Selena?
Yeah, this is, you know, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it really wasn't that long ago that 10,000 people had jobs there. Weirton is already a shell of its former self. This is, when this happens, it's not just the 900 men and women who worked at the mill that lost their jobs. This is the barber shops, the uniform shops that make the uniforms for the people that work there. These are the diners, the mom and pop grocery stores, the gas stations. It's also the tax base and the school and the viability of the school district. That is all collateral damage to what happened in Weirton last Friday. I had the it was a sad day of reporting going from East Palestine to going from Weirton to East Palestine, and sort of watching these lives of the people in the middle of the country, and it feels, and they feel as though no one cares. No one has their back. And this is how coalitions change in American politics.
The factory floor that moved from Weirton to China is idle as well. The reports from China are not there taking our business. There's no business there. So I mentioned this decision here in the 21st century. Did Washington involve itself in this? Was Joe Manchin or the governor involved in this shutting down?
Manchin, Senator Brown, Governor DeWine. Weirton is in this sort of weird triangle of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia. They all went down to D.C. to lobby against the, I'm going to forget the name of the government entity. It's one of those alphabet soups that decided that they're not giving Cleveland Cliffs a level playing field with China, and the last tin plating company steelmaker in this country is now gone. Tin sheets are what, when you open your can of beans, that's what they made.
What we're seeing then is the continuing China price, though China is no longer part of that story, the China price leaving the country and the damage to West Virginia. Can it be repaired? We have a minute here. Is there a substitute or are people leaving the region?
So there is a battery plant being built right there in Weirton. However, there's not that many jobs, and the jobs are certainly weren't well paying with the benefits that these men and women were receiving at Cleveland Cliffs. So, it's a job, but can it be a job that helps you put your kids through college, that gives you the ability to buy a home? I'm not quite sure.
Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner and a contributor at the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Batley.